panelists today are three brilliant people. First, I know that we've had them on before, and I've been astounded by the work they're doing for our veterans and in the court system. They are dedicated, they are passionate, and they get a ton of work done every day on your behalf, so they should be honored for that. Lori Roper is the Cook County Supervisory Attorney, Problem Solving Courts, and Brian Scanlon is the Cook County Assistant Attorney, Public Defender Office. Dr. Terrell Odom, U.S. Navy veteran and currently leads the University of Chicago's efforts for military-affiliated persons, is on the line as well. And what today's discussion is going to surround is the topic of treatment court, veterans enrolling in universities and in his programs. So very, very glad to have everyone online. So why don't you start us off, Lori or Brian, who wants to take the lead?
I'll take the lead, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So what we have today is we have Dr. Odom. He first was introduced to me, and he can explain a little more, in Veterans Treatment Court. He's very dynamic and very ongoing and engaged with Judge Hooks in helping our veterans. You know, our veterans who have gone a little bit astray. Yes. He not only helps them with job placement, with counseling, but with university life. And our meeting in Veterans Treatment Court has been very, very wonderful. I forget when the first time we met. I think Terrell could tell us. I'll let Dr. Odom introduce himself, and then we can kind of play ping pong and go back and forth.
Oh, great.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for having me on.
Yes.
Brian, thank you so much for that information. Phenomenal show, big fan of the show. My father taught me to listen to WVON. Throughout my entire childhood.
A good dad.
Absolutely. And definitely excited about the work that Judge Hooks is doing inside the Veterans Treatment Court. It's a phenomenal program that I'm showing great interest in, as well as in bringing in additional partners.
Yeah, but you know, Dr. Odom, you are a U.S. Navy veteran, born in Chicago and raised in the Auburn-Gresham area, Englewood, and South Shore communities, and then you served as a hospital corpsman, you know, caring for our injured and sick sailors and Marines. So that in itself is an incredible career. But then you came back and you decided, well, you know, I wanted to work in higher education. You've done that for over 15 years as an administrator and also in student services, the professional and faculty member. Trade and technical schools. I mean, I'm not sure of what you haven't done with your career so far. So the more I'm looking, the more I see on this. And you're currently leading the University of Chicago's efforts for military-affiliated persons. So that seems like a huge plate. You know, maybe you can go into it more. And then, you know, it's, you know, Brian was mentioning, you know, play ping pong and go back and forth with some of the questions he's going to ask.
Absolutely, Colonel. So, you know, when I came home from military service, there were no veteran service coordinators or specifics that dealt with veterans in higher education. So, I would say I'm a man of faith. God led me to this particular profession to help fill that gap for other veterans to come that were exiting military service. And I definitely want to throw something in about a phenomenal organization called the UMAP program here in Chicago, which I helped to stand up with Rick Passarelli, another Navy veteran, Liz Belcaster, works for EMB Consulting, and the City Colleges, actually. So I'm a City Colleges student, and I used to work for City Colleges, where there's a current program where veterans and service members go through 6 months of training, acquiring an advanced certificate and 50 college credits, and they work directly for People's Gas. They come in unionized, again, working for People's Gas at, you know, making more than $25 per hour. So that program there helped to place over 700 veterans, specifically here in the city of Chicago. They've also now expanded to to water, electricity, et cetera. So that's kind of what helped to launch my career working in this particular space. Being at the University of Chicago, there were no services for the military community prior to my coming about 2 years ago. So we've enhanced our internal foundation as well as the foundation external to the university, bringing in more partners like the Veterans Treatment Court, utilizing our resources to help the external community to be a better space for the military-affiliated population.
Oh, you know, I had to take one moment to announce someone boarding the ship. It's Judge Hooks is going to be joining us on the call.
Wow.
So I feel honored. You know, he's a Marine. He lets you know each time as an Army guy, but he is absolutely stellar, and he has been doing so many wonderful things in our community. So Judge Hooks will be joining in a moment. Judge Hooks, are you there yet? I know he's joining.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, you are there. Yes, President accounted for.
Let's let Dr. Terrell. I'll come back in a little later. I'm listening.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Colonel.
Okay. Okay. Dr. Odom?
Dr. Odom, how was your experience with Veterans Treatment Court, Ben?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was such a eye-opening experience, a phenomenal experience to hear Judge Hooks and the entire team, the VA team, the prosecution, the defense side, and I believe I explained this to you guys, Brian, to see the synergy within the entire group of making sure that veteran gets to those services that they need to reintegrate fully into society was the piece that I enjoyed the most. That program, again, is a phenomenal program to help elevate veterans who in the past may have had some struggles, whether that be due to service-connected injuries and illnesses, or again, just not understanding this complete dynamic of becoming a civilian. And that program helps them to reach their goals. So working with Illinois Joint Forces, the University of Chicago, City Colleges, several other partners, we're currently or actively pursuing ways to bring more resources to that specific program to help those heroes as they're transitioning from the court system back into civilian lifestyle.
And what would you say your greatest struggle is when somebody comes right out of the military and wants to go right into university life? Is there a transition? Do you think there's any major obstacles they need to deal with first?
Oh, Brian, there's so many of them. But if we had to touch on one that would be the biggest, I would say those with families. When you're transitioning out of military service, you're not just transitioning alone. You're transitioning with families. So many of our heroes have to, stomach going to school while working a full-time job, in addition to trying to reacclimate themselves to the civilian lifestyle. So I'm a big believer in this holistic realm of support, where we're not just supporting the veteran or supporting them in their goals of acquiring the college degree or career, but supporting them holistically with their family, the support mechanism that they'll need to make their full transition back into the civilian lifestyle. For me, when I transitioned, again, there was not much talk about these types of services. So finding that gap throughout my career, great programs, Warrior Scholar Project, Services School, Dixon Center. They have all these great programs now where, after so much research throughout the years, we're finally starting just to scratch the surface with making sure that those veterans are supported. But I would definitely say the family support, Brian.
Definitely.
Yeah, that brings up one idea I've never even thought about before. But you are facing, on the legal side and then also in the academic side, you have a wide range of people who are coming back now. In Vietnam, you had a very, very thin category of people, 17, 19 years old. But now you're seeing people going from teens up to 30s, right? So is that, posing any special problems? Because when you said the family, that made me think about people are in different stages of their lives.
Yes, sir. Definitely in different stages of their lives. Again, having to worry about, I know the new GI Bill is really comprehensive and it provides that housing stipend to some of our heroes, those who are eligible. We harp on not making that a crutch where people are just going to school just to receive the housing allowance, but stay for the education while you're there is what I explained to them. Stay for the education while you're there. So when they're making that transition, in addition to supporting themselves, they also have to support their families. Colonel, I'm sure you're aware that even PCS and throughout your military career, you're uprooting your entire family who also has to change their way of living, their way of thinking, whether you're going from the West Coast to the East Coast or you're going over to Germany, et cetera. So how do we support them so that they can support their hero in pursuing their career goals?
Okay.
Excellent. I forget, Dr. Owen, you were telling me about a program. Is it the Utility Worker Military Assistance? Have you touched on that yet, or what was that?
Oh, no. So again, that's,
Terrell. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Colonel. I'm sorry.
I thought Brian was talking to me about the program. It's you.
Yeah, so
I got two doctors started, here.
That program started in 2012. Again, this is Utility Military Assistance Program, okay. Sponsored through the Utility Workers Union of America. This is a partnership with the Training Trust Fund, Wisconsin Energy Corporation, which we know as People's Gas here in the city of Chicago, and, of course, the City Colleges of Chicago. Veterans transition through into this program, whether it be via Skills Bridge program, because it is a DOL-approved program, and they undergo 6 months of extensive training where they acquire an advanced certificate of 50 college credits. Those courses can be transferred into a bachelor's degree, or I'm sorry, associate's degree, and to a bachelor's degree later. And then after 6 months of training, they go directly to work for People's Gas. I've had so many success stories of this particular program where we've taken veterans, you know, very similar situations of having families, of being homeless, to now they're gainfully employed with People's Gas, and it's been for years. This is not just simply UWA or the City Colleges, but there's a conglomerate of partners that are part of this particular program. Chicago Federation of Labor paying for the tuition for these veterans. You have not-for-profit agencies who are providing holistic support, whether that be food insecurities, rental securities. I've seen organizations such as Alan J. Lynch Foundation purchase vehicles for veterans who were over in the hurricanes in Puerto Rico. So this program, again, has been around now, going on its ninth year, and out of 1,200 gas utility workers in the city of Chicago, 700 of them are currently veterans. So that's a 93% completion rate and a 92% placement rate. So this is a successful program that they're trying to mirror throughout the entire country. Again, this is my heart. I love that particular program because of the work that we've done, but we've also, again, expanded that program to address the water, electric, natural gas, and now they're looking at avenues of green jobs with this program as a model.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And has Judge Hooks in any way, which Judge Hooks is here and he could answer for himself and myself, have we sent you any of our graduates who have reengaged into their original military vision and their command to get back on course again?
You said, have we yet, Brian? Or
yeah, Judge Hooks and I, have we folded any of our graduates into any of your programs?
So Brian, can I address that?
Please.
Right. So Dr. Odom has just observed two of our sessions over the last couple of months. He just brought me on one of his boards at the University of Chicago last June. So what Dr. Odom is doing now is giving us ideas on how we can integrate our veterans into his various programs. He is a ever-ready energy buddy type guy, and we are going to, we're getting our veterans now, we're getting their treatment done now. But we have some veterans that we're going to actually ask Dr. Odom to fold in through that program, but we're just getting started with the University of Chicago and with his veterans treatment opportunity down there. So I would say by the summertime, we are going to have some veterans we can feed into the program, but he's also bringing other opportunities to our attention, too. So he and I are in the process of having a partnership on various initiatives, including the one that we just discussed today. But it is an exciting prospect. We've never had this opportunity before in the Veterans Treatment Court. And so we are looking forward to a long and productive situation, Damien, Colonel Arnold, between the two institutions. Dr. Odom is also working with possibly giving us some legal resources that our public defenders cannot do through the University of Chicago Law School to do those types of things that the public defender cannot do statutorily. So it is going to, I would say by the summer, we're going to have some announcements. He's working on some projects with me that we're not going to discuss right now because they're on the drafting board. They're being drafted. But I'd say by no later than July,
there's going to be at least two or three initiatives that we're going to go ahead and make public that are going to be beneficial to both institutions, the Circuit Court of Cook County, the Veterans Treatment Courts, and also to Dr. Holden's group.
Wow. that's a huge step forward. I mean, I've never heard of something unfolding that way. It sounds like a perfect bridge.
Yeah. Dr. Arnold, they have doctors like you. I mean, they've got these colonels and these Navy commanders that are part of Dr. Odom's group. We have senior law enforcement officials from city and federal government.
Yes.
He has social worker assets that are on graduate level that have volunteered to be part of his projects. He has public sector and private sector experts. So he has a national-wide reach, and he is willing, and a number of people have observed our court call of the last two sessions, and they are making suggestions actively on how to help our veterans in these challenged times. So I'm very excited about the relationship between the various entities that are out there concerning helping these veterans that need some assistance following their service.
Fantastic, yeah. You know, one of the things I always ask is, like, in the military, as far as coverage for your ability to go to school and all that, they sort of cut it off at the major level. I'm not sure if they have graduate programs open for people who are coming back who are, in the lieutenant colonel, general ranks even, for them to get coverage for their educational opportunities, because some of them have been career officers and they now are finding themselves out in the, in the real world out here and trying to figure out how to, fit in with things. Is there anything for that particular group?
So there's a tons of scholarships. The Navy has scholarships. The Navy League has scholarships. The Marine for Life has scholarships. Pat Tillman Foundation has scholarships. At the University of Chicago, many of our student veterans are in graduate programs. Yeah. Many being, between the 01 to 05 level. Some still having their GI Bill benefits. And there's tons of private donors who also tend to give towards graduate initiatives for our heroes that are returning home. So yes, there are some resources out there. We're trying to, increase those resources for those heroes that are coming home so that they can pursue their degrees. We have several trauma surgeons, physicians, et cetera, who attend the University of Chicago for other graduate programs, whether it be a public health degree, a graduate degree, whether it be for a business degree, et cetera. But there are tons of scholarships that I could actually shoot over to you guys. You could take a look as well.
Fantastic.
Excellent. And just out of curiosity, Dr. Odom, how has the whole transition during COVID affected your ability to get veterans into University of Chicago?
Well, I'll say that we've actually grown our military-affiliated population by over 160% in the past year at the entire university. So getting them to the University of Chicago in such a supportive community has not been the issue. It's more so, supporting them while they're there in this troubling time of being, everything being distant, whereas some individuals who may have never had experience of distance learning, and how do we support them while they're here? Most of our programming has moved to an online format, where Judge Hooks himself actually just participated in our Black History program, as well as the Honorable Jesse White gave us a video that we presented at the program. But I'll say that the program has increased. It's just, again, how do we reach those students to figure out exactly what their needs are in this particular environment of COVID?
Was there any one particular program or something that you're very excited about you'd like to share with us right now?
So I was excited about the Black History program, really excited, again, to have my friend Judge Hooks to come in and speak, and again, as well as having the Honorable Jesse White to come in, speak video. But we do have some programs in the works that are coming up, which I'm unable to announce at the moment, for the hospital, as well as the university at large. I can't speak about a CAMEL career fair that we're going to be doing here in April, where we're looking to bring more support to the ROTC programs throughout the city, the JROTC programs throughout the city, and help to increase awareness to our entire community about opportunities afforded to them inside of each of the military branches. Some people, look at military and they think, oh, everybody's Rambo, right? No, we have physicians inside the military. We have clinicians inside the military. We have lawyers inside the military. So that program is going to be actually April 21st, and there'll be more to come out here on it within the next week or so.
And Dr. Odom, now to our audience out there who may have sadly lost a family member in combat, is there any services that could be provided for their children to get into University of Chicago or city colleges, or benefits that, say, a fallen veteran might want to be passed on?
Absolutely. So, we actually have several children of U.S. veterans who attend the University of Chicago, which I've created a group specific to those children of our heroes. Major Joseph Jolly Hayden, who, died in, I believe it was 2004. His son actually attends the University of Chicago. There are programs that would pay full tuition for the children of U.S. veterans. Just depends on their situation. As well as there's GI Bill components that a dependent may be able to tap into should they be eligible. But I would say for the city colleges, for any veterans that are entering the city colleges, definitely reach out to them. I started there. For the UMAP program specifically, you can reach Ray Tashina if you're interested in joining the UMAP program at umapvets@gmail.com. And I myself, being an accredited veteran service officer, I'm always a resource. I'm always doing something in the community. They can reach out to me directly at tangooscardeltaoscarmike@uchicago.edu, and I'd be more than happy to have that conversation, talk about their situation, and provide them to the right resource that fits their career goals.
Excellent. Dr. Odom, myself, I'm a Western Illinois University grad. Do you do any ideas about people who might want to go downstate, maybe get out of the city and go to a state college?
Absolutely. Remember I told you, Brad, I actually was at Western as well for my master's in instructional design, and I'm happy to announce that my high school senior, my youngest daughter, who is in Marine Corps JROTC, has just accepted to Western, so she'll be attending here this fall. So I've spoken to the veterans coordinator there, as well as at SIUE, Edwardsville and Carbondale, and we've been having these conversations about how to increase the programming specifically for the dependents, where more people, again, were targeted just towards the veterans themselves. And in many cases, the dependents don't feel that these services are for them because they hear the term veteran. Hence, the University of Chicago, we don't use the term veteran for the office. We use military affiliated. So that's anybody whose parent has served or spouse served, et cetera. But we have to broaden the support services. But we are in direct contact with WIU, SIU, on bringing those resources to those southern schools.
Okay, gentlemen, we've run out of time. We're down to the last 30 seconds. But this is fantastic. We have got to have you all back on again soon, because this is such a service to our veterans and such a service to our community and our nation, being able to help these service members who deserve to have this help, first of all, because of their service. But then to have a team like you actually supporting them and guiding them along this pathway is just immense. And a 92% placement rate, that's higher than any other university or college I've ever heard of. They don't guarantee, or, they don't even start to talk about the 90s. They talk about the 20s and 30s and 50s, So you really are doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job. And just give us your, contact information one more time quickly, and then we're going to go to commercial break.
Yes, sir. So I can be reached again at todom@uchicago.edu or veterans.uchicago.edu, and that's how they can reach me. Thank you, Colonel.
Okay, thank you. And Dr. Odom, Brian,